Well, to no surprise, this team still can't win three straight games. But what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another post game here on Rangers Central. And the Rangers lose yet again. I hate to say that I predicted it, but I predicted it because this is just how the pattern has been. They win two in a row, they lose one. I mean, that's just the way that this thing goes. And yeah, they fall in overtime to Washington as they played a horrendous third period. You're not going to win when you play that poorly in a third period. It's really just that simple. You're not going to win a hockey game that way. And I mean, there was a lot of issues tonight on the defensive end. And honestly, this game could have been a lot more ugly than the score indicated if there were, if Igor wasn't making some crucial saves. But that third period in particular is really where you look at it and say they lost the game there, because to get outplayed that badly and to not protect the lead well, nah, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. But before we jump into everything, please be sure to leave a like on your way into the live stream. Subscribe if you guys are new to the channel, especially if you're Ranger fans, and turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live on the channel. That third period pretty much tells you why, if this team gets into the dance, they're most likely not going to make much noise, because when they consistently play the way that they do, where they start off slow, have a respectable middle of the game, and then the third periods are ugly, you're not going to win that way. You just are not. And there were, like, the amount of times that I'm watching Will Borgen and Keandre Miller out there on the ice just getting caved, I wanted to vomit. And this was just chaotic too. Physical game as well, which also resulted in the fact that, you know, in overtime at one point, you got JT Miller on that 2-on-1 at the end of the game throwing his arms up because of the fact that there was nothing called there. And then here comes Washington the other way to win it. And yeah, this is really it. You're not playing a full 60. Not playing a full 60 at all. Just horrible. Just horrible there. Washington opened up the scoring early, and it's funny too, because you have Sam Rosen saying on the broadcast that Peter Laviolette really nailed down that they want to get off to a better start against Washington, because the last few times that they faced each other, they've not got off to a good start. And long and behold, you have, off of a faceoff, Pierre-Luc Dubois just walking to the front of the net, getting an easy goal there. I don't know what Will Borgen's doing there. Really got no clue. But the Rangers, after that, they start to respond, and they played a respectable first period for the rest of the way through, honestly, for the most part. After that goal, you had Artemi Panarin, who ended up getting that goal, which, by the way, Zach Jones, I'm so glad the Rangers want to trade that guy, who breaks up the pass there, initiates this rush up the ice. Lafreniere, who played with a lot of piss and vinegar tonight, it's a shame that, again, he, just like the rest of the team, disappeared in the third period. And then Artemi Panarin ends up deflecting a Zach Jones pass shot, if you will. And then that ended up tying the game up at one. The second period, the Rangers, again, played a okay period. They're okay. I didn't love the amount of defensive lapses that they had. You had, at one point, Calvin DeHaan coughing the puck up four times in one shift. And then Sam Carrick, I don't know how he got away with the interference there, but he got away with it, and then he ended up scoring there as Keandre Miller holds the puck at the blue line, and then they end up getting a beautiful pass over to Sam Carrick, who ends up burying it 2-1. And then the third period, they don't know how to close out games. They don't, and that's been the story with this core for the entire time that they've been together. It's been the story. They don't know how to close out games. They think that playing on your heels and playing in the defensive zone is playing a shutdown third period, when that's not at all the case, because they were not protecting the slot. And Alexander Ovechkin on that power play, just able to walk in there to get that goal. And then you also have Borgen, who took that penalty there, which ended up resulting in Washington getting another power play they didn't score on. But then overtime, like I said, the Rangers get that rush opportunity, And then here comes Washington on theirs. And I don't know what Braden Schneider was doing there on that 2-on-1. Play the pass or play the shot. And then Zibanejad coming on the back check. He goes to play the pass for whatever reason when Tom Wilson's wide open at the doorstep. So this falls on the fact that this core's DNA has been not closing out games, right? This falls on Peter Laviolette never having these guys. That falls on the coach that he tried to hammer home, apparently, that we want to start better. Where was the execution then? And it falls on him that they're not closing out games well. And I don't know what he was doing, sending out some of the guys he was in the final minutes of the game. But, and then the power play just did nothing today. They had that double minor at one point, and the power play doesn't convert. Just not good enough there. Not at all. And a team that usually thrives on their power play and is power play reliant doesn't score on their power plays, and long and behold, this is the result. Yeah, one shot on that 4-minute power play too, as some of you guys are saying in the chat right now. One shot. Not good to head into the deadline this way if you want to be showing management that you could do anything, huh? But either way, I mean, that doesn't change anything for me. All I know is that, you know, it's going to be interesting to see Friday what they end up doing with this roster, with the remains here. I can tell you right now, after tonight, I am more than okay if they want to flip Calvin DeHaan. I think he's terrible, truthfully. I would be more than okay with them moving him. Zach Jones, hopefully they don't move because he was the best defenseman again tonight, but wouldn't be surprised if he's the guy that gets moved either way. I mean, this D-core was just complete garbage tonight. Braden Schneider was horrible. There was that one play too, I think it was in the second period, where instead of just dumping the puck in, he's just giving it away. Will Borgen, though, was easily the worst defenseman tonight. He was easily the worst. There was that one rush opportunity that Washington got. He's, for whatever reason, just pinching in when the play's clearly about to come the other way, pinches up in the neutral zone, and lets Lars Eller get that opportunity. Will Borgen was brutal tonight. That wasn't the only mistake he made. He was chasing guys around. Just not good enough. It's not, if you want to make the playoffs, these were 2 points that you had to get, especially when you had the lead going into the, when you had the lead going into the third period. You have to close out games a lot better. And for whatever reason, this team just cannot do it. And then, yeah, I mean, Miller had a couple of good moments tonight, but that pair was getting caved in way too much. You could just see either way why this roster, which, again, they might make the playoffs, and they probably will because of the fact that they the Eastern Conference is so weak right now. But you could see why I say they're not going to do much in it, and why I hope if they do get in that even if they somehow win a round, it doesn't change what management wants to do because they need to retool this roster. It's what I've been saying. I've never wavered from that opinion at all. And that's what it comes down to. But let me get to the chat and see what you guys are saying. Leave a like, by the way, if you have not already. Subscribe if you're new. Listen to the audio version. Give a 5-star rating, review. All that other stuff. Would appreciate all of that. Let me see what you guys are saying. Really got nothing right now. Other than, again, that sure, they looked competitive tonight against a good team, but close out games better. How many times have we had the conversation that they don't close out games well? It's just way too often that we're having this conversation. Seeing a lot of you guys rip it on Schneider right now. Yeah, I mean, I was saying it in the stream earlier today that I'm not a big Schneider fan. I am not at all. And this too, I mean, Colorado, Washington was not good with the puck tonight at all, and they didn't capitalize at all on that nearly enough. This was such a winnable game. So it's just, again, inexcusable. Inexcusable because this team, again, if you want to make the playoffs, winning three, you got to win three straight at some point. And it's been since November since they have. And yeah, you got to play a way better third with the lead. They had one shot on goal the majority of the third, yeah. It took them until like the final 5 minutes to get their second shot. Didn't think we were getting a point. With the way the third period was going, neither did I. I did not think they were getting a point either. Which, that's the silver lining in this for them if they're going to make the playoffs, is that they got a point, but this was a game where you needed to get to it the way this thing went. And Valley was saying it during the intermission too, that they got to close the game out and get the second point. There was no excuse. And listen, I agree. I wasn't happy with Lafreniere's play by the end of the game. I mean, I don't understand what happened because he was playing a really good first two periods. I don't understand. Team could win games that only go 40 minutes, whether it's effort or conditioning. Something needs to change. This is the point, Fuller. That's the point. They just do not close out games. It's the story of this core. Go back to numerous live streams where the same thing happens. I mean, you could probably find one very easily where I'm talking about the exact same thing. They do not close games. And if they do, it's the reason that we say cardiac Rangers, because we're biting our nails and Igor has to make acrobatics. And I mean, this pretty much lines up with what I was saying, that they need Igor to steal it here tonight. They need him to steal it. But I'm not blaming him, but I'm just saying that yeah, it did sound like a road game tonight. And where are the fans? I mean, when they're charging that much for a team that's a wild card team, it's kind of valid. Team passed too much. And they don't make the simple plays. Like, even in the third period, there was a point where I'm getting pissed off because Vinny Trocheck is just coughing it up instead of getting the puck in deep and getting it on the forecheck. Third period. Play the game the right way. Yeah, Washington got some looks during the Rangers' power plays. Yeah, it happened multiple times. I mean, it happened multiple times with numerous players throughout the night. But again, like, this is where we have the conversations of they still have so much work to do with this core. There are too many guys that just do not make the simple plays and don't close out games well. I just hate how much of a roller coaster this season has been. Because at one moment, I'm thinking, all right, this team's going to coast into the playoffs with the way this season started. Then I think they're going to be a lottery team. Then I think in January, all right, maybe they're going to make the playoffs. Maybe they're going to tease their way back in. Then they start to tail off again. I'm thinking, all right, they're going to suck and they should be sellers. January was a tease. And then they put themselves now in a spot where they were above the playoff line yesterday. I can't take the roller coaster, man. I just can't. It's driving me insane. Because it's impossible to have any sort of feel and expectations. Yeah, I wish for this season, I don't want to be them, though, in general. Yeah, I mean, they do have some teams that they're playing, some teams on the schedule that are around them in the standings that are quote-unquote four-point games. Between Ottawa and Columbus on a back-to-back this weekend. So, if they drop both of those, that's going to be very interesting what the conversation is. Twelve-30 game on Saturday is brutal. Hate that. Hate that one. Yeah, we'll see how the deadline goes tomorrow and Friday. What they'll do. I'm very interested. Yeah, no, I was just thinking this too, Hound. I was just thinking that, of course, the games that could really decide if this team is truly making the playoffs or not is after the trade deadline, right after it. But it wouldn't surprise me if this team does what they've been doing, where they win two games, lose one, but I don't know. We'll see. But these are also way more, these are way more crucial games here against teams that really are going to make them work, because at least with the win two and lose one before, well, they did beat Vegas and Boston, then lost to Pittsburgh. So I don't know. Yeah, power play is a massive issue. N7. 1,000,000%. Imagine telling me that earlier in the year, or any Ranger fan that last year. Yeah, Ovi probably will pass Gretzky this year. He probably will. Good for him. I mean, it was a lock that Ovi was going to score tonight, I felt like, at least. Honestly, shame on me for not betting more on Ovi scoring a goal tonight than I did. But that was a layup there. Which team does Ovi pass Gretzky against? My prediction still stands that he'll do it against the Islanders. Will Kreider be on this team after Friday? I think so. I think it's more of an offseason move. I think Kreider's going to get moved in the offseason more than anything. I just cannot see it happening on Friday. I could be wrong. I have no info on that, but it's just my gut feeling. I'd prefer for them to move him, especially after seeing what Pittsburgh just got for Michael Bunting. Because if they could get two solid roster players for Michael Bunting, the Rangers could get a hell of a lot more for Chris Kreider. Any big names being traded? If Rantanen gets moved, again, that's your big name there. Brock Nelson gets moved, which might not even happen. But, you know, there will be a surprise move, probably. There usually is, but we'll see. Damn, a lot of you guys are ripping on Lafreniere tonight, which I don't know. I thought today was a better game than what he's usually played, and that doesn't change how I feel about Lafreniere. I want to make that clear, but I don't know. I'm just not there tonight. I feel like there's a lot more of the blame to go around here. Who would I like to see the Rangers get back for Riley Smith? Draft pick. I would just like a draft pick. Whatever that could be. It's either going to be a third round pick or, I mean, maybe a second round pick. Would I trade Lafreniere in the offseason? Depends what type of return they could get. Yeah, I mean, I'm very open to the idea. I would be more than okay with it. It just, again, what are you getting back? Like, if they're moving him to get like Paterka or McLeod or any of those guys from Buffalo, yeah. Oh, yeah. But another wasted Sam Carrick masterclass. Yeah. I mean, again, I already said with him that that's why you don't overpay for Barkley Goodrow. Want the Rangers to get Marner? I'm not a fan of the idea only because I said it on the stream earlier. The off season after this one, the free agent market's going to be absolutely nuts, and I'd rather wait for that one. Do I think they'll trade Panarin at the deadline or any big names? No, I think if they're the biggest moves that they would make is and surprise moves would be trading Kreider and or Keandre Miller. That's about it. May want to end this long afternoons on Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I'm only going to go for a few more minutes because tomorrow there could be a trade and I'll have to hop on a stream for that. Even tonight there could be for all we know. So, yeah, the deadline's going to be chaotic. It always is. And my voice will get shot. At least I'll have a lot of people that I'll be live with to help me out with that. So that will be great, which I'll plug, obviously, at the end of the show here. Everything that is going to go on for the deadline stream and stuff. Justified. Justified. PTSD from my stream last year when Gensel went to the Canes. Yeah, after 20 hours of streaming, waiting for him to be a Ranger. And then they didn't get him. Because the Rangers didn't want to go and push the chips in. When they were the Presence Trophy team last year. I'll hold back. I won't get into it. I won't. Because I've said my piece earlier. I've said it enough that I'm just so last year will forever aggravate me. Well, yeah, this year will be different. I'm not saying that, but last year just... Oh, last year. The worst. The absolute worst. There was just no excuse to not go all in. I'm sorry. I'll never let it go because that truly was one of the better chances for the Rangers to win a Stanley Cup in my lifetime, and they just opted to not push the chips in. I just can't get over it. Just can't. We'll see if how true these reports are about a big swing and whatever. Vegas up 3-0 on the Leafs. The Leafs have not looked good lately. They got to make moves. They got to make moves and fast. They are missing Tanev on that blue line right now. I can tell you that. Wolf's getting his tits lit right now. Who is better now out of the Florida teams? I still give the edge to the Panthers. I have to just by default. All right, I'm going to wrap things up here. So for everyone with the deadline coverage, I just want to fill everyone in before I go. I will be live tomorrow. I might go live even if there isn't a trade just to, you know, talk about the deadline a little bit. But I'm sure there's going to be a trade tomorrow. So whenever that happens, assuming it's a bigger trade, then I will go live. I'm not going to go live if it's something like we saw today with Desharnais for a 5th-round pick. I won't go live for those type of streams. So if there's a big trade like there's been over the past few days, like with, you know, Yanni Gourde, Seth Jones, all that stuff, I will absolutely go live for those deals. But yeah, so for Thursday, I'll go live a little bit, maybe towards the end of the night if there's not any deals. And then Friday, all day live stream starting around 9 o'clock in the morning, I will be live with Matt on my channel here. And then around 12, I will stop my stream, do a part two on the channel, as I will be going live with Big Apple Hockey, but it's on their end because for whatever reason, we can't get an update on StreamYard. It would be nice if we get a StreamYard update where, you know, we could all just do the stream together in one go. But either way, with a seamless transition, either way though, Friday will be a long day. We'll be live streaming pretty much the entire day. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in and watching. Leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live here. I'll see you guys in the next one.